ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः। ॐ
ॐ मे ब्रह्मन् प्रोटेक्ट अस बोथ। May Brahman bestow upon us both the fruit of knowledge. May we both obtain the energy to acquire knowledge. May what we both study reveal the truth. May we cherish no ill feeling toward each other. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all.
So we have almost come to the end of the 8th section, which is called Ananda Mimamsa. Brahmananda Mimamsa or Brahma Mimamsa. Brahma, not Brahma. Brahma Sat Chit Ananda. Brahman is not having existence, knowledge and bliss. Brahman is existence. Brahman is knowledge. Brahman is Ananda. So what did we see so far? That there is one way of attaining to higher states of happiness. Higher loka means higher state of happiness, and it is always related to the purity of the mind, but there are also real physical worlds, just as we have this earth. And you know, perhaps you remember, this earth is the seventh loka. From here only the upper loka start and the lower lokas also start. So it is only on this earthly loka that a person can perform desired. May not be, everybody may not do what is desirable, but we do actions here and we reap the results of these actions either in this life or in the afterlife. Even after many, many, many lives, that is possible. So, we have discussed how when a person goes on living according to the directions of the scriptures, observing all the things that one is commanded to do, and purposefully, with great strength of will, refrains from doing, however tempting it is, that which is forbidden, vidhi and nishedha, gradually to the extent he performs these two, he fulfills these two commandments, he attains to the higher and highest lokas, and the highest of this result of karma phala is Brahma loka ananda. It is also Brahmanaha anandaha. But here it is not Brahmananda, but Brahma loka ananda. But the Shruti also tells us something very marvelous. One doesn't need to go anywhere. He can get any type of ananda provided he attains vairagya to that particular loka. Vairagya means dispassion. I don't want this ananda. Observe a curious psychological fact. To be able to say, I don't want to eat this sweet. I have already known how this sweet tastes like. So any person who has not tasted a particular object, he cannot say, he will not be able to say, I am renouncing it. So here is a person who has attained it, but he renounces it. And who can renounce? Really speaking, only when a person understands there is something higher, it is a very natural law that we can give up the lower only when we know there is something higher. So this person who has faith, he develops tremendous faith in the scripture. That is why he is called a Shrutiman, a person who has tremendous faith. This scripture, in this case the Veda or Upanishad, it is like my own mother. Whatever a mother tells a baby is for the good of the baby, and the baby knows it. Even though sometimes earthly babies misbehave, but even after their suffering, they cling only to mother. Sri Ramakrishna had illustrated it beautifully. A mother wanted to correct a child. She is mildly beating the child, but the child is feeling a little bit of the pain, but he still clings only to the feet of the mother. Even though he is weeping, he doesn't want to be beaten, but he only clings to the mother because he doesn't know anything else. So, a Shrotriyaha, a person who has got this kind of faith in the Shruti, that is the first condition, Akamahatasya, he doesn't want. And simply, an ignorant fellow who says, I don't want it. That is because he is totally ignorant of what he is talking about. He doesn't even know what his words mean. Only a person who knows that there is ananda in this. But this person is very well aware. What is he aware of? Anything that can give ananda, happiness, can also give the opposite. A sweet can give happiness, but the same sweet can also make a person diabetic, or it can spoil his stomach. So every object has the capacity to be giving either a positive or a negative result. We have to be very careful about it. So here is a person who knows it and deliberately, willingly. Can he do it in a moment? No. Janma janmantara sadhana. He must have been tempted many a time, had given in to the temptation, has experienced both happiness as well as unhappiness. And the proportion of unhappiness must be much more than the happiness. Then at last he becomes wise, even though it gives happiness, but in comparison to what I am paying, the result that I get is very little. And therefore, he develops a tremendous vairagya. And as soon as he develops it, that vairagya, knowing fully well, giving it up, itself produces more joy than what he has given up. This is well-known psychological truth. A mother, just imagine, has been given a very beautiful sweet, only one sweet, and that to a small sweet, and she has got a child. The child has gone to school. After 2-3 hours, the child will come. The mother will be carefully guarding that sweet, and then as soon as the child comes, she feeds the child. Seeing the joy of the child, the mother gets also ananda. This is called vairagya, means not merely giving up, but enjoying. How does a wise man really enjoy in this? Taking this example, he becomes like a mother towards everybody. He knows, according to the scriptures, everything is Brahman. Everybody is Brahman. So, some people, they are very happy. And this person identifies with them and says that I am very happy because they are very happy. This is the example you have to remember when Sri Ramakrishna prayed to the Divine Mother at the request, or rather force, of his disciples. Please pray that you could eat something, then you will get strength. Then you might be able to overcome this cancerous situation. Then, willy-nilly, unwillingly, he prayed to the mother, let me eat something. And we all know, mother revealed, why are you not eating through all these mouths? That is the state of this person, akamahataha. Akamahata means he identifies himself with others and says, I do not personally need this. When others are enjoying it, I am capable of enjoying. So when Gandharva Loka people are enjoying, this person identifies with them and says, I am getting the Gandharva Lokananda. Similarly, Deva Lokananda. Similarly, Indra Lokananda. Prajapati Lokananda. And then finally, Brahma Lokananda. That is the essence of this is, if you know that you are one with any of these, their Ananda becomes yours. When I become identified with Brahma, then the entire Brahma's happiness becomes mine. But even that is not even one infinitesimal part of the infinite. And therefore, the man understands and he longs to become with one with Brahman. And then his Ananda will be complete. The essence of what we discussed, what the Upanishad wants to tell us, is that if one can develop devotion to God and the joy of that devotion in proportion to the intensity of the bhakti will be more than even Brahma Lokananda. That is an established fact. And then this person, we imagine, has identified himself with Brahma, the creator, because creator is everything that he created. He is the universal aspect of the entire creation, this whole Brahmanda. Therefore, it is the happiness of every manifestation of creation. That is called Brahma Loka Ananda, not Brahmananda. Then this person, he understands that I have to transcend, I have to develop Vairagya even towards this Brahma Lokananda. And then he has to pray to God. Now, any action only takes one up to Brahma Lokananda. After that, action will not work. Why? Because action is finite, limited. And if one wants to experience higher this one, then he has to act. But infinite activity is an impossible term. It doesn't exist. There is nothing called infinite karma. Every karma is limited. And the resultant of every karma is proportionate to that karma. Therefore, karma doesn't work there. Then what works? Only the grace of God. That is what Sri Ramakrishna says. God can give liberation to his devotees. Profound words of the Shruti coming out from the mouths of Sri Ramakrishna. God can give anything, everything. In fact, he gives himself. Or if we have to use poetical language, then he just destroys the limited I. And just like the small flame that came out of Hiranyakashipu and merged in that infinite light, which is an Ugra Vrishimha Murti, like that, the Jivatma loses his Jivahood and becomes one with Paramatma. So that is realized by the soul. So that is what the Shruti wants now to tell. And this is called a Mahavakya. As we discussed earlier, a Mahavakya is one in which the Shruti wants to tell us that really speaking, my friend, you are none other than Brahman. This person, by the grace of God, whether he be a Jnani or following the path of Jnana or the path of Bhakti, the path of Yoga, Raja Yoga, or the path of Karma Yoga, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Raja Aham Tva Sarva Bhutebhyo Mokshesh Sarva Papebhyo Mokshayishyami Ma Shuchaha. Bhagavan Krishna gives us that beautiful idea that you will have to surrender myself. Can we really surrender to the infinite? Because the act of surrender itself is a kind of action. No, as I said, that also is not possible. But when a person reaches that state, he simply like a small baby. He can only look at mother, smile at mother, but the mother understands, takes the baby up like that. The infinite removes the last vestige. Sri Ramakrishna expresses it so beautifully. For every word of the Upanishad, I can give you parallel quotation from Sri Ramakrishna's words, describing how this Kundalini is transcending, giving up one by one. That giving up is called akamahataha. Slowly, the person is advancing and then he reaches the Agna Chakra. Then it feels as if there is no barrier, but he finds that like a glass case, crystal clearly, the sadhaka is able to see the light within. He like a moth, he wants to become one with that light, because we have to remember that two things can become one only when they are of the same nature. Light can become one with light. Darkness and light cannot become one. Bitter and sweet cannot become one. So he feels there is no distance at all, but that barrier is there. And Sri Ramakrishna is unable to say what is going to happen. That is also going to come here. We are going to see it in the next 9th and last section of this Brahmananda Valli. So he says that something happens. That's all he can say. And then I will tell you everything he promised. But promise is possible only in the world of duality. So he became merged into deep samadhi. We also call it nirvikalpa samadhi. Who is going to tell in nirvikalpa samadhi? There is nobody to tell. There is no one to whom one can tell. And when he came out, he cannot tell what he has experienced. But he says, I will try. 2-3 times he tried. Then in Swami Sharadanandaji's words, Sri Ramakrishna started shedding tears and say, I want to tell you, but mother is closing my mouth. And then he passes his own remarks there. This good man wants to tell us what happens when the Jivatma becomes one with Paramatma. But this so-called mother is preventing him. What is the idea? What type of mother is this who is preventing others? This man wants to tell. She doesn't want him to tell. The idea is, yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasasaha. This we also have seen. Now, in this very second chapter of the Brahmananda Valli, in the very first mantra of the 4th section, which I am going to quote very soon. So, now you see what is happening. This person who has reached the highest peak, what does he do? Sharana, complete sharanagati. What is sharanagati? Lord, I cannot do anymore. You will have to do now what you need to do. Whatever you think, you do it. What can light do? Only give light. What can fire do? It can only burn. So what can God can do? He can only give knowledge, because he has nothing else excepting dhanam. So whatever we have, we can only give it to others. What we have. If you have money, you can give. If you have knowledge, you can give. If you have good music, then sing some songs or teach to others. But if you have nothing, you can only pray for the other beings. That is coming here, Mahavakya. Sayaschayam purushe yascha asav adityaye sa ekaha. This person realizes what we call the sun is only physical manifestation, and he is none other than the manifestation of Brahman to the manifested mind. Therefore, sayaschayam purushe, the real cause of this aditya and that which He who is in me, Yascha Asau Aditi. So the consciousness, pure consciousness, the Atman, Purushe, Purushe means in man, in the sadhaka, in myself. He who is within that Brahmapuri, shining constantly, shedding light, Jyotira Jyoti, Ujjvala Hridi Kandara, that Purusha, and it is the same Purusha who is in my heart, in the cave of my heart. It is the same Brahman who is also manifesting in the form of the Aditya. Aditya is not the physical star that scientists see and measure and take photographs, but that which is manifesting to the body in the form of the physical sun. But within that, there is that Jyotira Jyoti. This sun is Jyoti. But within that Jyoti, there is a one who is lending that Jyoti to that Aditya. There is no difference because Sahasrasirsha Purushaha, Sahasraksha Sahasrapat, Sabhumim Vishvato Ritva, Atyatishtat Dasha Angulam. So, Sayaschayam Purushe, Yascha Asau Aditye, Sa Ekaha, Jivatma and Paramatma are one and the same. There is no difference. Therefore, Tat Tvam Asi. Tvam, the Purusha who is within you. Tat, and the same Purusha who is manifesting, who is making the entire universe. In fact, our sun is none other than Brahma, so far as we are concerned. Because just imagine, there is no sun, there will be no moon, then there will be no life, there is nothing called earth, there will be no consciousness, etc. So he who is here in man and he who is in yonder sun, both are one. Let us not mistake. He who is here as the mind, it is not the mind. He who illumines the mind here and he who illumines that light in the sun, Jyotira Jyoti, that both are one and the same, that is called Brahman, and this person, he transcends. And how does he transcend? That is being said at the conclusion of this. Saya evam vit asmat lokat pretya. Etamannamayam atmanam upasankramate, etam pranamayam atmanam upasankramate, etam manomayam atmanam upasankramate, etam vijnanamayam atmanam upasankramate, etam anandamayam atmanam upasankramate. He who knows this, as described above, knowing what? That the one within me and the one within the sun is one and the same. Why is the Shruti referring to the sun? Because the sun is the ultimate cause of this entire creation that we know. There may be other worlds, there will be other suns, but the same law, principle applies to everything. So, he who knows this, knows this means not like a pandit, not like intellectually understanding, but he realizes this. I do not exist. Only God exists, which is beautifully described. Many times I quoted that Sufi story. A lover knocked at the door, which he thought it was closed. And then from within came, "Who are you?" And he said, "This is I." The door did not open. Second time he knocked. Same question, same answer he gave. The door did not open. Third time he knocked. Then same question has come. This time he said, "I am thee, my beloved." And he found to his great shock, there was no door at all. What is the door? I am different. You are different. That is the door. That is called Maya. That Maya is not there. So therefore, there is no lover beloved. Both are one and the same. I am thee. Now tell me, who is the lover and who is the beloved. So after realizing that aham brahmasmi, after doing sadhana, after getting shravana tattvamasi from the guru, then what happens? After dying, we will come to the meaning. What is the meaning of dying? Dying, that is withdrawing from this world. Withdrawing from this world means that I am not the body, I am not the prana, I am not the mind, I am not the buddhi, I am not even the anandamaya kosha. That is transcending identity one after the other from all these koshas. Kosha is a covering. So this knower of Brahman attains the self. And what is the type of self he attains? What was the type of self with which he was identified previously, which consists of food, namaya kosham, attains the self, then he transcends to the pranamaya kosha. Then he ascends even that pranamaya kosha. Then he attains manomaya kosha. Then he transcends even manomaya kosha. And then he attains vijnanamaya kosha. And transcends even vijnanamaya kosha. Then he attains to anandamaya kosha. He transcends even anandamaya kosha. And then he says, aham. Does he say aham brahmasmi? To whom is he going to tell? At that stage of realization, all these are descriptions for poor people like us who are still in the net of, caught in the net of Mahamaya. Tadapyesha shloko bhavati. And to prove that this is the truth, this Taittiriya Upanishad, which belongs to Yajurveda, it quotes. By the way, you have to understand this Taittiriya Upanishad author. Who is the author? I hope you remember. Who is the author of the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad? It is the same Yajnavalkya who was commanded by his teacher that you will have to, I am not keeping well. Now you take over my place and teach this Upanishad. So what Yajnavalkya digested after hearing from his guru, as if it is the food, that means he cogitated, did manana, nididhyasana, made that knowledge that came from the guru as his own. And then he taught it to his disciples. That is called Taittiriya Upanishad. And they have become Taittiri birds. That is to say, they could not digest the entire Upanishad. Therefore, a bit of it, they understood. Each one understood a little bit. But the author is really speaking, indirectly speaking, it is only Yajnavalkya. We have to understand that fact. So, what does he say? He who knows that he is Brahman, which is the only reality, which is Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma. Why do we use these three words? Because in the very first section of the second chapter, who is that Brahman? That is defined, Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma. That Brahman, he understood, I am that Brahman. So here, after dying, so when a man dies, what happens? He gives up his body. Just like that, dying to the physical body means, I am not this body. I am not this prana. I am not this mind. I am not this buddhi. I am not even this ananda. That is to say, when a person is in the waking state, I am not the waker, I am not the dreamer, I am not the sleeper. And these are the three possible states which every living creature undergoes. I told you many times that even a mosquito will also have to go through this waking state. It works, then it starts dreaming. And funnily, I told you, a young male mosquito dreams of a very beautiful young female mosquito. How do you know it doesn't? Because you observe the nature. Intense competition is there. So that is how we have to understand. From the viewpoint of koshas, five koshas, from the viewpoint of three states of experience, three bodies, sthula, sukshma, karana, shariras. And Sri Ramakrishna explains this so beautifully in the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna. We get it. That is, Annamaya Kosha and Stola Sarira are one and the same. Anandamaya Kosha and Sushupti, both are same. Karana Sarira, both are same. But in between there is what is called Sukshma Sarira, called mind. It is divided into three koshas, equivalent to Pranamaya, Manomaya and Vijnanamaya. This is what we have to understand. So, after developing detachment, now we have to connect it with the description of the lokas. So, this Annamaya Loka Upasankramati, Pranamaya Loka Upasankramati. Upasankramati means what? One meaning is transcending. What is the meaning of transcending? As if you leave one town and then reach another town. No, not like that. It means thinking, I have been thinking all along. I am the individual. Now through upasana, which upasana? Anna brahma upasana. Annam brahmeti vyajanat. Anna is Brahma. Every living creature. I am that living creature. Because I am consisting of panchabhutas. In this world, both living and non-living are none other than constructed, made up of only these panchabhutas. When a person attains through deep contemplation, he becomes Anna Brahma. That means all the joys that happens, it is all me only. I am the killer, I am the killed, physically speaking. How can a person be both the killer and the killed? It is possible only when we are separate. I am the killer and you are the killed. Or you are the killer, I am the killed. But when I act both ways, who is the killer, who is the killed? That means for him it becomes an act, a leela, a play. So that knowledge we have in dream. That's why we give the example of the dream. So somebody is killed in front of our eyes and we get very angry. We become afraid, we run away. But upon waking up, both the people whom we perhaps we know, the both the killer and the killed, it is only my thoughts. It is not a reality. And when we become capable of transcending this waking state, which is called Turiya state, then only we understand. So a person develops intense vairagya, akamahataha, I am not Annam Brahma. Similarly, I am not Prana Brahma. I am not Mano Brahma. I am not Vijnana Brahma. I am not even Anandamaya Brahma. Then what remains? That is pure Brahman. Because these are all koshas. That is the meaning. So thus, passing to higher and higher selves, he gives up attachment to the lower ones. In fact, we can put the other way around. Only when we give up attachment to the lower ones, we can ascend to the higher ones. Until the sadhaka finally attains that fearless Brahman, which is beyond the visible and the invisible. And then that person becomes a realized soul. Now, Swami Nikhilanandaji Maharaj, he gives a beautiful selection as an explanation given by Shayanacharya, not Shankaracharya. Shayanacharya was also one of the commentators of the Vedas. Since all the Upanishads are contained in the Vedas, so you can say, like Shankaracharya, like Ramanujacharya, like Madhvacharya, he is also a commentator of all the Vedas. So, this is the quotation, the question. Who is indicated by the words? He who knows this. Saya evam vit. That is the Sanskrit word. The Supreme Self or someone else. So, whom does this person know? It cannot be the Supreme Self. For he is the one to be known and therefore cannot be the knower. Nor can it be someone else. For that would contradict the teaching of the non-duality. So, this is an intellectual, what is called, understanding. Does this person attain to Brahman? The answer is no, he doesn't. Then we are upset. All this time we are thinking, this person is going to attain. All these attainment, non-attainment, these are all thoughts in the mind. Because Brahman has never become the Srishti. Brahman had never become the Jiva. If he had become Jiva, then the question of slowly ascending and going back, Manachalo Nijaniketane, that would be correct. The reaching, attainment, realization, all these are meaningless words. When a person, he wakes up, then he understands, as if he has gone to then America in his dream, and then he returns home. Ah, so I had to go through so many problems. These visa officers under this present president's administration has tortured me, and I did not have sleep. I had to suffer so much. Thank God I have come back safely to my home. And then he wakes up. So, did he go to America? Did he get tortured? Did he come back? And then, sighing with great relief, says, I have reached. No, it's just a thought. Maya is a thought in the mind. And this Shainacharya, brilliant that he was, he is commenting it, that he who knows this, what does he know? I was never a jiva. I thought I was a jiva. Will that thought will be there? It will be there only so long as he is in the realm of maya. Once the person transcends this maya, even the idea that at one time I was in the realm of maya also doesn't arise. Why? Because if he remembers, there is another state other than Brahman, which is called maya, then only it is possible. I was in another place, Hyderabad or Kashi, and I went to Bangalore. Two places, both are real. But this is only thinking. Even that thinking disappears in deep sleep. Do you dream in deep sleep that I went to America, I was tortured, and then somehow I completed my work and then came back? You have to imagine and compare with the deep sleep state. Just like that, there are no thoughts of going or coming, attaining or non-attaining, reaching or non-reaching. This person understands, I was Brahman, I am Brahman, and I will be Brahman. Again, don't mistake that he will be thinking like this. He won't be thinking, because the thinking instrument called mind itself will be absent there. For us who want to know about it, we are separate from Brahman. We have a mind. Therefore, the mind requires all this information, really not true. So, it cannot be the Supreme Self, because you cannot reach Supreme Self for the simple reason, he is one to be known, and therefore cannot be the knower, and nor can it be someone else, because there is nobody besides Brahman, because ekameva advitiyam. So what is the answer? From our viewpoint, the Supreme Self can be both the knower and the known, and when the realized soul comes down, he understands that I can be both in Nitya and Leela. But sometimes the person transcends Leela and goes into that Nitya. Who is to describe? Like a salt doll which went into the ocean to measure the depth of the ocean can never attain. So when conditioned by the upadhis of the physical body, the senses, etc., the Supreme Self becomes the phenomenal jiva and the knower, not really becomes. He thinks he has become. But free from upadhis, he remains as the Supreme Spirit, the entity to be known. I was caught in the maya and I was released from the maya. Both are notions in the mind. This is difficult for us to understand, but that is the truth. So what is the meaning of upasankramati? Attains, reaches. Does it refer to conjunction? As we find, when a leech firmly takes hold of a blade of grass, answer no. The word attains here denotes the disappearance of illusion as a result of knowledge. Just as when there is a darkness, then we may be frightened. Oh, maybe there are snakes here. But as soon as light comes, there is nothing there. This is all these explanations from our limited point of view, but they can help us. If they say these are not truths, then why are you teaching these truths? The answer is because you have not known the truth. Until that time, you will have to be taught as if you are different from God, but you can reach God. Then you become free from all these problems. You will have unbroken bliss. These are all just what is called imaginary questions to imaginary problems. So, this is the meaning of this eighth section, Ananda Mimamsa, and the concluding sections of the Taittiriya Upanishad, distilling the logic of the ladder of bliss and the path to Jivan Mukti. Now, in the next section, which is the last section, here, there is a beautiful description is there. And what is the description? Of whose description is it? Of a Jivan Mukta. What happens when a person really understands I am Brahman? And by the grace of, or by the will of Brahman, then what happens to that person? That is being told here so beautifully. Just we are going to enter into this ninth anuvaka now. The merging of good and evil in Brahman. How does a Jivan Mukta really behave? And if you remember, Gita talks at the end of the second chapter. There is the Arjuna questions, Stita Prajnasya Ka Bhasha, Stita Dhi Kim Prabhashaita, Kimasaita, Rajeta Kim. How does a Jivan Mukta simply breathe, walk, live, talk, behave? The answer is, there is nothing. A Jivan Mukta doesn't say, I am a Jivan Mukta. It is we who say, he is a Jivan Mukta. That is the truth. But very briefly, we will see this, enter into this ninth section. Then what does he say? In two words, the whole summary of this second chapter is attained. First of all, what is it that this person attains? And then what is the result of this attainment? These are the two topics of this ninth section. Yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasasaha anandam brahmano vidvan na bibheti kutaschaneti etam havava na tapati kimaham sadhu na akaravam kimaham papam akaravam iti saya evam vidvan ete atmanagusprunute ubhehi eva esha ete atmanagum sprunute yayevam veda ityupanishad. In this, the second chapter is concluded. This is the English translation by Swami Nikhilanandaji Maharaj. He who knows the bliss of Brahman, when words together with the mind turn away, unable to reach it, he is not afraid of anything whatsoever. He doesn't distress himself with the thought, why did I not do what I should have done? And why did I do what is evil, what should never have been done? Whoever knows this, that means whoever has realized Brahman, regards both these, the good and the evil, as Atman, and thus strengthens it. Indeed, he cherishes both these as manifestations of Atman. Such indeed is the Upanishad, the secret knowledge of Brahman. With this, the ninth section is over, second chapter is over, and a repetition of what we have learned about the panchakoshas especially, and some very useful upasanas are being told, are going to be told in the next valli or chapter, third valli. Remember, Taittiriya Upanishad has three chapters, Siksha Valli, Brahmananda Valli and Bhrigu Valli, and each has got beginning like that. The beginning word is taken as the name of that particular chapter. Now, what is the essence of this ninth section? Such a person, he never regrets, why did I not do what I should have done? And why did I do what I should not have done? These are the two things that defines a human being. The more time goes, regrets will come. Sometimes we are happy we did. Many times we are not happy what we did. And you apply this to any situation, including the present war. Maybe after 1,000 years, why did America and Iran go to war? They should never have gone. They should have been friendly. That regret will come. And that is what historians are going to depict, whether it is 1,000 years or after 100 years. What did we learn? So, it is left probably for the historians to make this kind of analysis, but at least the historians, good historians, point out to us, why did this country behave like that? Why did not it behave like that? What applies to the individual applies to the collective also. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayo Sritva Pranamami Muhur Muhoho. May Ramakrishna, Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.